USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine has resigned. Kurt Volker was apparently a vital part in the whistleblower complaint involving Ukraine and President Trump. The State Department said that Volker did connect a Zelensky aide with Rudy Giuliani. The House Intelligence Committee could open hearings as early as next week in its impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Democratic Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said subpoenas could be issued soon. Senior Counselor to the President, Kellyanne Conway.
You have an impeachment inquiry based on nothing, and you all should care about that. All of you who give the nonstop platform to Adam Schiff in an oxymoron-like fashion as Chairman of the Intelligence Committee, who lied for years in your papers, on your Twitter feeds, on your news stations, in your TV shows, lied that there's a, quote, mountain of evidence of collusion. This is worse than Watergate.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Investigators for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say there could be a link in the recent outbreak of severe vaping-related illnesses. CDC Dr. Ann Schuchat.
Based on the most recent reports, CDC recommends people consider refraining from use of e-cigarette or vaping products, particularly those containing THC.
There have been more than 800 cases of illness and 13 deaths. More than 80% were people who vaped a THC product. Health officials still don't know if the active ingredient in marijuana is the problem or if it's some other substance that's added to the vaping liquid. A federal judge in Los Angeles has blocked new Trump administration rules that would have enabled the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. District Judge Dolly G says the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The National Rifle Association acted as a foreign asset for Russia in the period leading up to the 2016 election, according to a new investigation which was unveiled Friday by Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon. After an 18-month probe by the Senate Finance Committee's Democratic staff, they found that the NRA underwrote political access for Russian nationals Maria Butina and Alexander Torshin, even though the two had declared their ties to the Kremlin. The report also describes how closely the gun rights group was involved with organizing a 2015 visit by some of its leaders to Moscow. Pete Brunell, who was then vice president of the NRA, was enticed to visit Russia with the promise of personal business opportunities, and the NRA covered a portion of the trip's costs. According to Senator Wyden, the conclusion of the Senate investigation could have legal implications for the NRA. The National Rifle Association called the report politically motivated and suggested that the 2015 Moscow trip was not an official NRA trip. Wyden also called on the Treasury Department to investigate whether Russian arms manufacturers are evading sanctions to do business in the United States. Attorneys General in the state of New York and the District of Columbia are conducting separate probes into alleged wrongdoing at the gun rights organization. Those probes have a broader scope than the Senate report, which focuses on Russia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.